Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. For some sellers, the eBay workday begins when they get home from their full-time job. I think Lee and I fit into that category.
Yep.
Here now to tell us how, and I wonder how she does it, how she manages to succeed as a part-time eBay seller is eBay education specialist and certified business consultant Bobby Miller. Bobby's a friend of the show. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Seacoast Bargain, all one word. And she's also the founder and organizer of The Village's eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Wherever Bobby goes, whether it's New Hampshire or Florida, she starts something. Bobby, how many hours do you work each week at your regular job? And tell us again what it is that you do for your regular job. And I mean regular outside of eBay.
Well, thanks, Griffinley. It's great to be here today. I actually work as a medical social worker. I've been a social worker for 35 years, and I work full-time 40 hours a week, plus I have a 30-mile round-trip commute.
Oh.
So social work has been a love of mine, but it's intense. It's rewarding, but it's emotionally draining, and selling on eBay kind of takes me to a different, fun world. I'm even working when I'm driving because, as I've told you both before, I download all the eBay radio shows that I listen to and from work, which is another wonderful way to take me away from, you know, the day. And when I come home, I'm listening to you all and most of the time laughing.
You know, I'll never forget the social worker at the hospital when my mother was on the feeding tube and everything, and how they have to listen to you and help you, and it must be awful. They go home every night with all this.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I've survived the 35 years is because you can't take it home, and eBay has helped me not do that because, like I said, it takes me to a fun, different world.
So help Griff, help me. How do you manage your time in order to grow your business on eBay while you're also working full-time?
Well, one word I use is routine. I have a routine, and I don't vary from it much. So I have lunch. I don't sit here at the desk. I don't work through my lunch. I have four thrift shops and one discount store that I rotate. So I go out during my lunch, and I thrift, and I find inventory, and I bring it back. Again, that's a nice way to get away from work and, you know, my own head. And then when I come home, I immediately go in the house, and I'm tired a lot of the time, as most of us are when we're working full-time. But my routine is I come home, I fire up the computer. While I'm doing that, I turn the coffee on, change out of my work clothes, throw in some eBay clothes, and go back to the computer. And my number one thing is getting my shipping out. That's the number one thing I do from anything that's sold in the last 24 hours. Then I go on to photographing and listing.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Go ahead.
It does sound like an excellent routine.
Then you go.
And it works for me. It works for me. On weekends, I have my goal of at least getting 20 items up during the weekend. So I'm also, that's my weekend time. I don't have to thrift on the weekend.
How about going to pools?
Oh, yes. Well, that's the fun part. I'm going to.
You know about that Griff?
No, I have no. I mean, a swimming pool?
Yeah, tell him.
Becky and I moved to Florida at the Villages. There's 70, now there's 78 pools, but when we moved here, there were 76. So Becky and I set the goal to swim in every pool, and we met that goal a little after a year that we were here.
So, not only does she manage to have a full-time job, and by the way, I saw firsthand what these people go through, these social workers, medical social workers.
Sure, yeah, it's not easy work.
It's not easy work. No, because quite frankly, we didn't know when to pull the feeding tube. I mean, it was that crucial. And this wonderful woman helping us find nursing homes, I'll never forget it. And they have to hear all this stuff and deal with the family. So she does that. She comes home. She has a routine. On her lunch hour at work, she thrifts.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And she rotates the thrift. Then she comes home, puts on her coffee, gets in her jammies, takes care of all the things she sold so she can ship them out, and then she does her photos and her listings. And then on weekends, what is your goal on weekends?
It's to get, well, Saturday and Sunday, between the 2 days, 20 items listed. And I can't do anything fun till those things are done.
Well, listing is fun, so that's one way to look at it.
Well, yeah, most of the time. The shipping, I actually enjoy the listing more than the shipping.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I love the shipping. I hate the listing.
Oh, there we are.
We should work together. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I'm up at a regular time. That's the other thing. I don't sleep in. I'm up at 6:30, just like a regular work day. To me, eBay is a business, and the reason I get the routine, when I come in the house, I'm actually going to a part-time job. So that's my mindset.
Mm-hmm. So what's been the most difficult obstacle to overcome?
It isn't lack of inventory, it's lack of time. We all human beings have 24 hours a day. So it's setting that balance, that healthy balance between leisure and work, and also knowing, you know, what can I give up? And I challenge people that are listening, you know, if you feel like you don't have time, you got to have something you can give up. If it's an hour TV, or is it that extra 3 Candy Crush games you're going to play?
Shoot, I list while I'm watching TV.
Oh, that's
good. Explains everything.
But we all can probably give up something to get what we want, which is to build the eBay business.
Yeah. What would you say if someone was to ask you this, and by the way, someone is, what would be the main personality traits needed to grow a business on eBay while working full-time?
I think you have to have a drive to succeed and to grow your business. And keep going. Here's the thing. Keep going even if you're tired. I call it the hashtag hustle. That's what I'm doing, is doing the hustle to get what I want, which is the extra eBay money that helps me go out and have fun or put you know, gas in the tank or whatever.
And buy those bikinis to swim in those pools.
Well, yeah.
Something like that. So, you know, there's really no excuses. You just got to do it. And, yeah, you might be tired, but you're going to have pride, I do at least, in what I have been able to accomplish. Since I've moved back down to Florida, as you know, I had stopped listing.
Yeah, we thought you were gone. I thought that gal's going to go down there, retire, have herself a good time down in Florida. She's going to forget all about eBay, and then all of a sudden,
she didn't.
First of all, she kept in touch with all of us.
Well, yes, you're all family. I mean, it's like family to me, and the community has always been like family. As I've said before, I don't have a big biological family, so I went from 0 listings a year and a half ago back up to where I'm up to 461, and my goal is to be back up to over 600.
What made you decide to rebuild it after the move?
It's too much fun to stop. It is, Lee. I mean, I have too much fun, and along with, of course, the financial rewards, but you could get those some other way. It's just too much fun to be a part of the eBay community and to build the business in any way you really want to.
I love that.
I know that we all have plans for our business. What are your future plans for the business? Looking short term, say within the next year or two.
That would be to build up the items I have and also increase, like everyone probably, increase my monetary goal to, I mean, I've always wanted to do this full time, and I always am envious of the people that get to do it full time. For me, it isn't financially sound to do that now, and I will not do it until it is. So it's a continually learning for me of, how can I build this business to that point so I can retire.
She missed us. She really missed us, Griff.
I know, and we missed her. You're so far away there in Florida.
I know, but, you know, with the internet and the interwebs, as you say, we can all stay connected.
That's true.
Along with Vegas. And if anyone is in my area, we have a wonderful eBay sellers group here in the Villages. You don't have to be living in the Villages, but Central Florida, there's a lot of different connecting towns here. I'm trying to really build the group up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Why?
The lights went out in here again.
Oh.
Because I wasn't moving, apparently. So Melissa comes in and does this dance of the 7 veils until the lights come back on. I'm
sorry.
She
does? I'd love to see that.
It's very funny. Very funny.
Okay.
Well, You know, Bobby, we just love you.
An inspiration.
And the fact, what she said about the eBay community, I really get that. Look at all the friends I've made in the eBay community.
Oh, yeah, you made a lot.
I know.
When I met her, Bobby, when I met Lee, she had no friends.
That's not true.
She was the saddest thing you'd ever met. She had no friends. She had no social life.
Well, you know, short people got no reason to live.
Exactly,
well,
and we get no darn respect either.
That's right.
I'll tell you.
Well, there's never a shortage of friends in the eBay community.
Well, it's hard to make friends when you got to pick them up just to say hello.
Oh, God.
Randy Newman is rolling over. He's not dead, so it's not
dead.
True. Right?
No.
No. Well, Bobby, I'm so glad that you came back.
Thank you, too.
Because I thought, gee, she's still on the board. She's still on Facebook. She's getting in touch with all of us, but she's given up her eBay business. I thought, what is going to happen here? Well, we're so happy to have you back in the community. I mean, you never left the community.
No, I never left. I just had to quit for a little bit. It's very hard to do when you're moving out of state.
And you moved because it's going to be your retirement, right?
I hope so. I mean, shoveling snow is no fun.
No.
That's why we hire someone else to shovel it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's not the only thing you're shoveling. You're not shoveling snow in San Jose.
Well, I'm not shoveling any snow.
You wanted someone full-time working. I just want people to know out there that are listening, probably on the archive because they're working and can't listen like me. You can do this.
You can do it.
You can figure out a way to do it part-time.
Bobby, we want you to come back from time to time. Will you do that?
This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Open phones, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.